Hello, friends, and welcome to Out of This World Radio, coming to you live today from WWNN in beautiful Miami, Florida. And I want to thank everyone so much for listening today. We've got a fantastic show ahead of us. I'll be talking about my Galactic Wisdom Conference coming up on March 13th and 14th, just in about 2 months. And I have my good friend Tom Palladino with his fantastic program, Scalar Energy. We'll be talking to Tom in just a few minutes. I'd just like to make a few announcements. I want to thank everyone so much for all their beautiful love and support, and for making Out of This World Radio one of the most popular spiritual and metaphysical radio shows in the world, with over 200,000 listeners over 100 countries. The purpose of this show is to raise consciousness and make this world a much better and happier place. And I know that if we all work together, we can make this world a much better and happier place. My shows are supported by listener contributions. And if you'd like to contribute, it's just $5 a month or $50 for the year. Please go to my website at outofthisworldradio.net and just click on the PayPal buttons. I have two other shows in Vienna, Austria, where I broadcast on Monday evenings throughout Austria, southern Germany, and eastern Switzerland, in German and in English, and then in San Francisco on Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 12 noon, and again in English, and again from 3 to 4 p.m., and sometimes longer in Spanish and English. BBS Radio is a fantastic program, and they always provide a lot of good support, and I'm always, always so happy to be there. All my broadcasting information is at outofthisworldradio.net. President Trump, they say, is pulling the broadcasting licenses of Fox News, ABC, CBS, NBC, and MSNBC. So my show will likely become mainstream news. And I'm so happy and excited. Out of This World Now is mainstream. So it just shows you what... I'm never surprised about what's going to go happen now. I'll be going to Peru later this year, and I'll be taking a small group of people there to visit Machu Picchu, a fantastic place called Marumoro, a stargate into Agartha and the Hollow Earth at the southern end of Lake Titicaca, as well as a fantastic hybrid human museum in Paracas on the beautiful coast of Peru. If you'd like to go, the cost is just $497 per person, and you can send me an email for more details to me at outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, or you can look at my website at outofthisworldreadings.com for more information. I also go to Mount Shasta twice a year, and Mount Shasta is an amazing place. We always meet... We meet the people of Telos, see lots of Sasquatch running around. I've also been aboard a Pleiadian mothership as well. 2 years ago, my eyesight was healed. I had 20/50 blurry-eyed vision, and my right eye was restored to 20/10 crystal clear vision by the angels around Mount Shasta. The year before that, in 2018, they gave me a new heart, because I've been working very hard all these years and my heart was wearing out. So they gave me a new heart. And now I'm built to last for another at least 5,000 years. So I'm very happy. I can't guarantee miracles will happen to you if you come out with me, but it's a fantastic place. Mount Shasta is the first place on planet Earth to shift into the higher dimensions. It's now about 4.6 dimension on dimensional scale. And other places in the U.S. will also be shifting this year. So it's an exciting time to be alive, my friends. Underneath Mount Shasta, there's Telos and the Hollow Earth. They've been there for thousands of years. They're all benevolent. They're humans like us, except in a higher dimension. I'm continuing to raise money and for food and clean water for the beautiful Hopi Indians in Arizona. For the last 50 or 60 years, they've been drinking radiation contaminated water, with the result that men only live to 44 years and women live to 54 years, but I'm trying to help with that situation. If you'd like to contribute to even a little money to buying clean water filters for the Hopi, that would be wonderful. 100% of all monies donated go right to the Hopi. This is entirely a volunteer effort. You can find out more information on my website at outofthisworldreadings.com. I'm also raising funds to buy food for the Hopi. Their food supplies have been cut during this pandemic, and with many elderly starving, so I've been raising money for them. $600 or $700 will provide enough food for 100 families, 100 people on the reservation for at least 1 week. I want to thank Walmart in Flagstaff, Arizona, for all their wonderful help, as well as Martha Childress of the Natural Choice Network, wonderful lady Leon McLaughlin of the Natural Choice of the Clean Water Foundation of Washington, and Mitch Kohayashi for her work as well in raising funds and donating children's books, the Moto Peace Project children's books, to the Hopi as well. I continue to get, I give readings to people and have a spiritual mentoring program. If you'd like to talk to the other side and your angels, I know, Tom, you talk to angels too. But send me an email to outofthisworld, 1150@gmail.com. I'm also having my 7th annual Galactic Wisdom Conference in Olympia, Washington, an hour south of Seattle, on March 13th and 14th, 2021. And I hope you can come. It's just $25 for the weekend. I've made it affordable. We have limited places for people if they want to come in person, as well as it'll be available on Zoom too. More information can be found at galacticwisdomconference.com. And finally, Tom will be one of my wonderful speakers there on Saturday, March 13th at 12 noon. And Tom, why don't you say hello to my audience, and I'll make one more announcement and we'll get into the interview then.
Ted, thank you. Hi, everybody. Happy New Year to everybody.
Thanks. Thanks, Tom. Tom, what's your website so people can look at more information about you?
It's scalarlight.com. And if you have any questions, we have a phone number. You can call us. We'll answer any questions you might have.
Okay, great. Last year I published a book called Messages from the Masters. It's a book with messages from Albert Einstein, John F. Kennedy, and many other great spirits on our beautiful, bright future. And the book is just $21. And if you'd like a copy, just send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, or you can go to my website at outofthisworldreadings.com and order the book. The book includes a copy of a 1963 newspaper article from New Zealand, Auckland, New Zealand, or Christchurch, actually, which was published while John F. Kennedy was still alive. And you scratch your head, say, well, how can that be? Well, there was a conspiracy to kill President Kennedy, in my opinion. And Lyndon Baines Johnson released this fake news story about Oswald killing President Kennedy while President Kennedy was still very much alive in Washington, D.C. If you'd like a copy of this newspaper article, it comes with the book, but it's reasonable. This is difficult to get, but I've got one here. If you'd like a copy, just let me know. I'm happy to send you one. I also have special love tuning forks that vibrate at 528 hertz. They replicate the sound of love, the frequency of love, and it's a nice way to ring one and then start the day off. Finally, it's been 11 years now, or 10 years, since the Fukushima accident happened, and I've been doing prayers now every week to help clean up Fukushima, and I want to tell you that we are having results. We've decreased We've decreased the amount of radiation at the Fukushima holding tanks by about 10%, according to measurements which were taken by another scientist friend of mine. I'll be contacting the Japanese government and TEPCO, the Tokyo Electric Power Company, next week on our results, and I'm going to be asking them to help us. The reason I'm doing it is because TEPCO and the Japanese government plans to dump 1 million tons of highly radioactive water into the Pacific later this year. I consider that unacceptable. And I hope you can join us. So just say this prayer to clean up Fukushima. Water, we're sorry. Water, please forgive us. Water, we thank you. And water, we love you. It's based upon Ho'onopono, Hawaiian healing prayer. And it does work. And with that, I think I've talked enough. I know, bring my friend on. Tom will be part of an amazing group of many beautiful people giving their presentations here in Olympia, Washington. Emmanuel Eiter, a famous French Hollywood spiritual film director, who actually will be flying up from Los Angeles to give his presentation. I've also invited James Redfield, the author of The Celestine Prophecy. Jerry Pollack, a famous water scientist from the University of Washington there. Mitch Kobayashi will be giving a presentation on the beautiful work of Dr. Emoto, as well as Cairo Rocha, an alternative health doctor from the Bahamas, will be there. And I hope you can come. The website is galacticwisdomconference.com. And with that, I'll welcome my friend Tom to the program. Tom, I think I've talked enough, and I want you to talk now. So,
yeah, thank you, Ted. Thanks for the introduction. Hi, I'm Tom Palladino. Ted and I go back a ways. we have a similar background, if you will. We want to see the world advance. We want to see mankind achieve the goals that God wants us to achieve. We want to see a better world. Right. So I would consider both Ted and myself to be humanitarians, and that's, I think that's the common denominator between us. And with that, hopefully we'll have a fluid discussion about, you know, Ted's work and Ted's ability to reach the masses and to wake people up and to educate people as to the state of affairs in the world. My work is that of a scalar energy researcher. I work with Tesla Energy, what some people call scalar energy. I do all of my work remotely by way of a photograph, but working with that energetic pattern on a photograph, I have found that I can influence the biofield or the energetic force field found on photographs. Mm-hmm. What am I saying? I'm saying that I'm a pioneer in an emerging science. We're working with informational energy. Scalar energy is informational or instructional energy. And working remotely by way of a photograph, we can improve that energetic force field. I don't work with people in person. I work with people energetically by way of their photograph. And we're having great success. And we'll get into it as to what we can do and how we work remotely with people by way of their photograph. I will simply say that my work really is a spinoff in many ways of the work with that Nikola Tesla had initiated over 100 years ago. Mm-hmm. And there's one other great scientist that I follow and that I've modeled my career after. His name is Hieronymus, Galen Hieronymus. Mm-hmm. So Tesla and Hieronymus were the two scalar energy experts. Mm-hmm. Again, we are advancing this new and promising field of research. And it's no to nobody's not a negative comment here. It's simply a poorly understood topic, and hopefully we'll elucidate as to what scalar energy can do and how we can trust this energy in the future and how this new and promising technology is going to change the world. So sure. If this is the first time you've heard about scalar light, it will not be the last. This technology is now apparent with many people around the world. It's gaining currency as we go every month. And the world is now starting to embrace these new concepts. And the bottom line is technology is designed to improve our lifestyle. We want to honor God. We want to help mankind. The whole point of technology is to help us to improve our lifestyle. And as we've seen in the recent past, especially with informational technology, mm-hmm. What is happening with many of these media giants, they're not using their technology to help the people. Well, right. I'm very much against that. Ted is very much against that. Mm-hmm. So this is a new type of information system that hopefully someday will far exceed the capability. We'll be shown to far exceed the capability of modern day mass communication. Mm-hmm. So this is the new era that we're walking into. We're leaving the electromagnetic grid behind. Mm-hmm. And we have a new paradigm. And the paradigm is free, clean energy. Mm. For this instructional energy, scalar energy is going to change the world. It's a new model that mm-hmm. beckons, and we are embracing that new model.
Well, that's fantastic, Tom. You know, you're a very humble guy, and I'd like to bring up something that I went to India a year before last, and I visited some families there who had been treated by your Scalar Energy program. Mm-hmm. Could you tell people a little bit about that, and I want to tell people what I saw there?
Yeah. So to preface this Ted's remarks, when I work with people, once again, I work with them remotely by way of a photograph. Now, I've mm-hmm. never been to India. That doesn't matter because I'm working with this Christ energy, this scalar energy paradigm in which everything is interconnected. Everything is the universe is interconnected through God. So when people send me a photograph, that's all I need. I can place a photograph in my instrument and I can make a connection with them energetically. Mm-hmm. And one of the functions of this instrument, one of the functions is I've discovered a technique to destroy, to break down the molecular bonds of viruses. Mm-hmm. And Ted is speaking, going to speak to you about an HIV AIDS clinic in Delhi, India. Ted actually visited that HIV AIDS clinic in Delhi, India. Now, we've already worked with probably 3,000-4,000 people in Delhi, India, mm-hmm. who had the HIV virus. They no longer have the HIV virus.
Yeah, past tense.
Mm-hmm. They no longer have the HIV virus in their body. And many of them are sending me testimonies. Some of them even send me diagnostic tests. Now, this cannot be proven by Newtonian physics. And this is not in any way within the electromagnetic spectrum. So this is a new science mm-hmm. that calls for a new explanation. So once again, to crystallize my thoughts, Ted visited Delhi, India. He visited with an HIV AIDS clinic. I have been working with that HIV AIDS clinic. And one of the functions that we have discovered with these instruments, we can easily destroy viruses, including the HIV virus. Mm-hmm. So we've already worked with 3,000 or 4,000 people in India. And we've already been able to eradicate the HIV virus from mm-hmm. their bodies.
Sure.
I can prove that by way of the photograph. I cannot prove it in person because I've never been to Delhi, India. So again, keep in mind, we're working with this instruction, this force field of scalar energy. Mm-hmm. So without further ado, I'll let Ted tell the story.
Well, Tom arranged to meet with several patients that Tom had been helping in New Delhi, India. These are families who had had HIV, and a lot of them got them from blood transfusions, various ways. And there was one family in particular that really struck me. There were a couple families there, and one had a little cute little girl. She must have been about 11 or 12, very sweet. And when I saw her, I started crying because I realized that it hadn't been for Tom's program, that little girl wouldn't have been alive and her parents would have been dead too. Or maybe she would have grown up without her parents. And it really touched my heart. There was another fellow there who'd been on the antiviral drugs prescribed by the government. And it doesn't interfere with that, by the way. They continued with their drug program furnished by the government there, which was fine. But in addition to that, they were undergoing the scalar treatments that Tom has had, given them for free, by the way. It's all a free program. And he had gone down. He was more or less completely cured of AIDS. They do tests where they try to find out the antibodies present in their bodies, and it had gone down to almost zero. So he's virtually, his all pretense and practical purposes, they're healed. And I tell you, the joy in that young man's face, to talk about how he was healed, he was able to have a normal life, and is looking forward to getting married and having a family, and he has a future now, and he's not going to die. And I knew that. And meeting with these people, I tell you, left such a tremendous impression on me. And while we're talking about that, I want to really thank Berinda too. He was a friend of Tom's friend and my friend too in New Delhi, who really went all out in arranging everything. He was so kind. But Berinda's a great guy. I want to give him some kudos for that. But anyway, and so's Tom as well, of course. But that was an amazing experience. And it's one thing to read on a piece of paper that these people no longer have AIDS, that they've been helped by the scalar, and they had sure they were on these antiviral drug programs before, but the thing that I noticed about being on those drugs, it didn't ever really cured anything. It kept them at a homeostasis. They were allowed to live, and that's good. But Tom's program went to the next step, and he helped them, and I saw it firsthand when I was there about a year and a half ago. So I want to thank you, Tom, and all the angels are thanking you too for your beautiful work, because without you, those people could have been dead, easily dead. So
what are we saying here? Working remotely by way of photographs, yeah. mm-hmm. we're able to destroy the HIV virus. Now, mm-hmm. I can monitor that on my photographs. I cannot speak to that point for the people living in India, because I've never been to India. I've never conducted a trial run with people mm-hmm. in India. So mm-hmm. the point is, we're getting test results from India. And those test results show that people no longer have any trace, no longer any viral load for HIV.
Right.
What is really crucial is that these people return to health. Their health is restored. They have greater vitality, more energy. They gain weight. And as Ted recounted, and it's really a very touching story. I really want to make a documentary of this someday. This young lady thanked Ted because she realized that she was on her way to becoming an orphan. Both of her parents were HIV positive.
Right, right.
Her parents, their health was failing.
Yeah, right.
Okay? Mm-hmm. So in order to help the people of India, we decided to treat as many people as for free in India as possible.
Yeah, right.
We're treating the people for free.
Yeah,
so, right. You know, I think many of you realize Ted's character, and if I'm new to you, hopefully you'll see my character. We want to help people. This is about helping people. Money and power and politics has no place in a healing ministry.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Right.
So I hope the people who are listening to this podcast will see the merit of what we're doing.
Right.
These are real stories. Ted was there. Yeah. Our agent in India, Barendra, he showed Ted around. Ted had our agent in India escort him around India, and Ted spoke to many people that we've been working with.
Yeah.
Their health has been restored.
Yeah, right, right, exactly. Yeah.
So the proof's in the pudding.
Yeah, right, right. And really, we're talking about these are techniques in the higher dimensions. Third dimension's okay, but we're going into the fourth and then fifth dimension. So this is higher dimensional methods of helping people with their health concerns that I just find fantastic. Actually, I've been on your Scalar Energy program now for, I don't know how long, a while, and I feel fantastic. I really do. And I want to thank you for that, Tom. It's it's made me feel so much better. And
I'm going to offer a corollary to that, Ted.
Okay.
Well, my friends and my family, again, I work with people by way of their photograph. You don't have to be physically present in an office.
Mm-hmm.
All of my friends and family members are COVID-19 free.
Hmm.
None of us have tested positive for COVID-19.
Wow.
Nobody's been rushed to the hospital.
Wow.
Nobody's been sick.
Wow.
Nobody's has had trouble breathing. Nobody's lost their sense of taste or smell.
Wow.
I work with people on a daily basis. If we are infected with viruses, we can destroy those viruses on a daily basis.
Sure.
So this is a new and promising field of research. It's never been done before. This is an emerging science. And the world, I understand, does not understand this. It's hard to grasp.
Well,
it's hard to grasp.
They're well-meaning. The doctors and scientists, they're well-meaning. They all want to help humanity too, Tom. But they're not, a lot of them, unfortunately, are not open to new ideas. And they're basically stuck in the third dimension. And you've got to go beyond the third to the fifth dimension and higher. And realize too, I'm not saying this in a religious sense, but I think there is a supreme being, an entity who created all of this, whether you call it God or the creator or whatever. And that's how miracles happen. And they come through tying into that God energy to help you out. So, you know.
Now, I don't want this to sound so esoteric. That's a good point, Ted. What are we saying about this informational field? It's the presence of God. A Christian would call it the word of God.
Right.
If you're from some cultures, you might call it chi or prana or mana. Some might call it Christ consciousness.
Right.
That's my point. It's an information field. It's an infinite information field. So it probably was created by an infinite creator.
Right.
That makes sense, right? And if you tap into that information field, that word of God, that Christ consciousness, it's a different dimension. It's not electricity. It's not a stream of electrons. We're not working with that.
Mm-hmm.
It is the essence of the universe that we're able to tap into. It's a different dimension. And people have always asked, we want to go to the next dimension. Well, they probably mean they want to go to the scalar energy dimension.
Mm-hmm.
If I had my druthers, I'd rather live in a scalar energy dimension than an electromagnetic dimension.
Well, again, that's a dimensional. I think the semantics there, it's hard to put things in the English language, but that's a difference in terms of dimensions. And I think that Jesus, if you will, Buddha, Muhammad, they were all part of that continuum of bringing in this beautiful godlike creator energy to help us. Mm-hmm. And that's what you're tying into. It's I'm looking more than just a mere religion. I think there's many paths to the Supreme Being, many paths to God. And this is just one of those ways to tie into that infinite, infinite energy. But I know for one thing, those people in India are sure happy with you, Tom. And I know that, you know, that this, during this past year, things have been tough, but I know things will get better too. And yes, that's what I've been told. And,
People are waking up.
Yeah. Yeah. And they're open to new ideas and new solutions.
Yeah. You know, I'll speak to the pandemic that we're still in, and depending
our plandemic, Tom.
Yeah, it is a man-made virus. Let's just be blunt. COVID-19 is a man-made virus. If you look at the chaos and if you look at the loss of life and you look at the confusion and the sickness, and you have to start saying to yourself, people, we have to start thinking outside the box and looking for different solutions. I am telling you, scalar energy, scalar light is the solution for COVID-19. All of my family members, all of my friends, hundreds of people under my care, not one person is sick with COVID-19. Why? Because I have their photographs and I work with them energetically every day.
I think one of the factors, now I'm not a healthcare professional at all, and I don't make any claims that I am, but the thing, I think it helps with your immune system. And I know doctors have said that the best defense is a healthy immune system. Mm-hmm. And you can fight off anything for that matter. And if you're healthier and you're happier, you can beat off anything. And that's the problem with many governments around the world, well-meaning maybe, but they put so much fear into people, Tom, that it actually makes them depressed and lowers their immune system. So they open up to dis-ease. Doctors in Egypt 5,000 years ago said every disease has a dis-ease. There's always a spiritual cause for physical problems. And so if you're depressed, if you're fearful, if you're hiding underneath a rock, if you're locked down by some crazy government that wants you to keep their lockdown forever, your health's going to deteriorate. You know, for example, the suicide rates in Washington State, where I live, and our Democratic governor here, Inslee, have skyrocketed multiple thousands of percent. The media never talks about that, actually. But there are other, but being happy, increasing your immune system, and I think that's one thing that Scalar helps is increasing, help people's with immune system, making people happier, and gives them confidence to withstand anything. You know, if Winston Churchill had been fearful of the Nazis in 1940 during the Blitzkrieg of London, England probably would be ruled by the Nazis today, and they would have won the war. But he stood up to them. He fought them. And he did that by being strong. And I think we all need to be strong today, both mentally and physically as well. And you do that best through a better immune system and being happy.
You know, exactly. You always stand up for the truth.
Right.
The truth will always prevail. Don't be intimidated by any person, group, corporation, or government. Stand up for your rights. Stand up for yourself. And I look for a real awakening this year in 2021 and for the next 2-3 years.
Yeah.
People are starting to think of life a little bit differently. They're starting to adjust and modify their life. And we needed to. Things weren't working. They're still not working. So we need changes. We need new ideas, new think out of the box ideas that can change and make this a better world.
Well,
I call it the same old bologna sandwich. Sure, why eat the same old stale bologna sandwich? If you don't like
give up on the bologna sandwich. Right. I don't want to mention this word on the air, the V word for the corona, the V word that's going out now, the jab, if you will. But at any rate, I don't think it's effective. There's all kinds of things in there that are hurting people's health. And there's actually Now, according to Dr. Vernon Coleman in London, a famous medical doctor in the UK, there's like a 5 or 6% mortality rate now for people who are taking the V for the C. And again, don't mention the V word, but I'm just saying, I don't think it's going to be effective. But anyway, that's just my opinion.
We hope that there's light at the end of the tunnel.
There is.
I've got friends from around the world telling me that they're still under lockdown, and that whether the numbers are accurate or not, it's imperiled society. Let's face it. We can't continue like this. This is imperiled.
No, people are meant to be free. There's an old Rascal song from the 60s. I remember the song said, people are meant to be free. People want to be free. And people do want to be free, you know? The media, however, there was a, you know, Adolf Hitler during World War II found that if you say a lie long enough and loud enough, people will believe it. Yeah. And that was followed up by the KGB in Russia after World War II, where they took a test group of Russian citizens and they told lies to them for 2 months. After 2 months, everybody believed it, and there was no way to change their mind. And it reminds me of our media here in the United States and elsewhere, where if I turned on the mainstream media now, the first thing they'd say is how many cases there are from the sea. And I get sick of listening to it. I'm not saying that the sea is not a problem, but I am saying by them harping on it constantly, 24/7, and perhaps inflating and lying about the numbers, they put fear into people, and that hurts our ascension, hurts our human nature. If anything, people should try to be happy and live without the fear, because that's what strengthens your immune system to fight off any kind of health issues, in my opinion.
That's a good point, Ted. And I hope we've all learned something collectively from this pandemic, and that is the old model did not work.
Yeah, right.
I in no way disparage the medical community. We have wonderful nurses.
They're doing the best they can.
Chiropractors, physicians.
Right. Absolutely.
These are brilliant, hardworking people.
Absolutely.
I have nothing against them, but we have to reconsider the model, because I would not want to see another pandemic, Ted.
Right. Well, I know that we've got a beautiful, bright future ahead of us. That's what my friends from the other side have all told me in this book I wrote a couple of years ago, Tom. And it's not my book, it's their messages. I really just was sort of like the scribe who wrote it down for them. But they wanted to give us hope, because we have, you know, I mean, think of it. During the last couple 4 years of the current president, there's been no wars.
Right.
When has that happened? I mean, you look back in history since World War II, we've had the Korean War, the Vietnam War, this war in Afghanistan. We've had just all this endless wars. Why? Yeah. Why do we have to fight all the time? Why can't we learn to get along and realize that we have one of the things that President Kennedy told me about 2 or 3 months ago, Tom, he said that when people realize we all have the spark of God within us, you won't fight anymore, because if you hurt somebody, you'll just be hurting yourself. So that's kind of silly to do. So, and I think most people want to be living in harmony and peace and love each other in a good way and with respect.
That's a great point, Ted. We have not had, the United States has not gone to war. If anything, President Trump has pulled down our troops out of the Mideast. And you really have to look at the engine of war. The engine of war today in our modern day age is the Illuminati. The Illuminati wants war.
Right.
It destabilizes countries. The Illuminati comes in and they propose outlandish loans that countries never can pay off.
Right.
The country goes into debt to the Illuminati, and then the Illuminati has achieved their goal. That country is now a slave, an economic slave of the Illuminati. This is just textbook Illuminati. This is textbook 101 Illuminati. You have to realize that this pattern has repeated itself. Mm-hmm. And the international bankers are interested in much more than just making money. They want to control society.
Right.
One of the ways you control society is through through economic collapse, through corrupt politicians, through pandemics, and through this the debasing of their currency or the
right.
The ultimate a financial insolvency of a country.
Right.
They're simply in debt. Mm-hmm. And then the Illuminati has you. Then once you're in debt to them financially, they dictate the terms.
Isn't there a famous quote by a member of the Illuminati several centuries ago saying that if they control the banks, they don't care what kind of government people the people have, because it doesn't matter after that.
Yeah, that was attributed to Meyer Amschel Rothschild.
Right, and that's right.
If he did indeed say that, it's accurate.
It is
because,
accurate, yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. usually governments follow the money.
Right, right.
You know, the engine is the money. And I think it's rather well known now. I don't think this should surprise many people that most of our central banks are controlled by the Illuminati.
Right, exactly.
And what am I saying? We, the people, do not control our home currency. The Federal yeah. Reserve is a private bank.
But I have to tell you, President Trump last year did do something that other presidents have tried to do, but were assassinated because of like President Kennedy. And the Federal Reserve now is under the jurisdiction of the U.S. Treasury, which is controlled by the American people. Mm-hmm. That's different. That's mm-hmm. the first time that's happened in over 100 years.
Yeah.
So there are good changes happening. They're slow, but they are happening.
Yeah, yeah. And I would commend President Trump for what he's done. He's brought to light yeah. this cabal. You know, a lot of people call them the deep state. Well, there is a deep state, but, you know, the engine, once again, behind that, the central nervous system behind that really is the London bankers. That's
yeah, right.
The world ultimately answers to the London bankers, the mm-hmm. Rothschilds, the Warburgs, the Barings. Mm-hmm. Morgan, Rockefellers, these are all vicious, sure, terrible
sure,
people.
Sure, sure. I wanted to ask you some fun questions, Tom, if I may.
Sure.
I've heard about med beds so much, mm-hmm. and I get at least several, two or three emails a week asking, when are they going to come out? Mm-hmm. What do you know about med beds, and when do you think they'll be coming out? Are they real, for one thing? They're supposed to regrow and regenerate people's tissues and all kinds of stuff. But anyway, I wanted to ask you that
question. I'm ignorant of that, Ted.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Right.
I've heard something about med beds. I've not investigated it. When I'm ignorant of something, I just say, I'm sorry.
Sure. Sure.
I do not know. I will say this. I'm all for thinking outside the box once again. If sure. anything works and it's safe,
right,
effective and it's safe, let's do it.
Right. Yeah. I couldn't agree with you more, you know. Well, the med beds are a kind of a fun topic. I do time travel, and I've looked into the future. And the first timeline I saw a couple months ago was that they're going to be announced this June with general public use by the end of the year. Then a second timeline I looked at came upon more recently, where they would be announced at the end of this month and be in public use by summertime. Med beds are supposed to regrow limbs and do all kinds of amazing things for people. I don't know how they work, but that's what I know. Mm-hmm. So I think it's going to be a really exciting year. One of the people, of course, I talked to is Nikola Tesla and Albert Einstein. And they say, you just wait of the fantastic technology that'll be used in a good way to help humanity, extend longevity, create true happiness on Earth with free energy. And we will create a paradise on Earth. That's where we're headed. So we need to keep that eye in the ball and remember that the supreme being, the prime creator, God, if you will, has decreed that this planet is ascending and humanity should live long and happy lives and not to be fearful of everything and everyone. And so that's what's driven me all these years, and I have to keep my eye in the ball. I'll never forget, I was listening to Coast Radio back in the year 99. And Art Bell was saying that the year would end on January 1st, 2000. People were saying that doom and gloom, and that the world would end and we'd have all this fighting. So I was on a trip at the time, and I came rushing back home. I think I was in New York. Yeah, I came rushing back home on like the December 31st, 1999. And I got to my house and I went to sleep, and the next morning, I woke up on January 1st. The lights were still on. My cat was still there. The television still worked. The radio still worked. My computer still worked. And I felt so foolish thinking that that would be the end of the world. I even bought like $2,000 worth of food that I gave away to food banks later. And I said, this is so silly. And all my spirit friends were laughing after that. They said, see, we told you so. So I wouldn't get too much into fear and doom and gloom regarding this pandemic or anything else, because we have a beautiful, bright future ahead of us. Mm-hmm. And I'd stay away from the V, very much stay away from the V. I can't say it on the air, but stay away from the V. But one thing I like about you, Tom, you've got a wonderful heart, and you do things for people, not for money, but to help humanity. And that's what makes you a humanitarian. You're continuing with your AIDS program, right? In India and Africa and
yes,
other places?
Yes. Yeah. We continue to work. This is all pro bono now. It's free. With missionaries around the world. And you know, some of them, as we've mentioned, are from India. And it's always been my posture to heal the world and to do it for free. Uh-huh. And if we look around, there's some tough times out there. Some people just don't have the money. So I have to position this healing ministry as a humanitarian healing ministry and to work with the greater majority of the people in the world for free. So if any of you have some long standing projection for mankind and you want to be part of this healing ministry, contact me. How do we set up a healing ministry so that it begets itself? I want to treat the greater number of people for free. I'll need to have some type of financing from some outside source. There are expenses, but if any of you have a grand idea, if you will, and you have the means to perpetuate this healing ministry mm-hmm. in perpetuity,
contact me.
I'd love to hear your idea.
Sure. Well, you know what could happen is, you know, after Trump pulls the broadcasting licenses of MSNBC, ABC, CBS, all these other mainstream Fox News, maybe they could be transformed into charity organizations which could broadcast scalar energy around the world. You know, use their, instead of spreading lies and fake news, they could actually do something to help people.
I will speak about, I've had a public website now going on 9 years, and I'll speak about my experience. Mm-hmm. No matter how much I try and promulgate my research, no matter how much I try and project our findings and how beneficial this would be to the world, the media in general does not take up my story. The media in general has been working against me, ignoring me. Now I'm seeing a frontal attack, a full frontal attack from the media. So you have to ask yourself, if this is effective, we can destroy germs, it's safe and it's easy, and most of the people in the world we're going to treat for free, why wouldn't the media be with me?
I think it boils down to the old third dimensional system of money. You know, let me tell you a story. It's a true story. Have you heard about Valiant Thor in the 1950s? Mm-hmm. I'll tell you, it's an interesting read. There was a movie done by Craig Campobasso, a Hollywood film producer. He made about 5 or 6 years ago. There was a guy named Valiant Thor. He was angelically created from the Galactic Alliance. He was a fifth dimensional being that came down to the third dimension here to help us. And he visited with President Eisenhower in 1957. And he said, Ike, President Eisenhower, I'll make you a deal. We will give you all the technology you need to get rid of disease on this planet and free energy. But all the diseases on this planet, all you have to do is get rid of your nuclear weapons. And Ike thought about it. He was actually in favor of it, but Richard Nixon, Tricky Dick, was against it. And so were the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and so was the Big Pharma and the medical establishment, the AMA, because Nixon was afraid, Tricky Dick was afraid that all of his doctor and healthcare professional friends would all lose their jobs if everybody became well and when disease was wiped out. So it wasn't accepted. So there had been times in the past, and actually in 1954, the Pleiadians made the same offer to President Eisenhower, and he rejected it then too. He liked them, but it was a different time, and he felt like he needed the weapons to fight the Soviets at the time. it's all silly now when you look back at it, but it's caused us, look at all the wars we've had since that time. And but it is possible to live without disease on this planet and to have good health and free energy. We just have to keep that vision. And I know we'll create it, Tom. And I know the future is very bright and beautiful for us.
Yeah. And thank you, Ted, for pointing out that whatever we've tried in the past, some things have worked and some measures have not. So again, we are not here to disparage anybody's effort nor the effort of well-intentioned government officials. But if something is not working, why not try a different approach? Okay.
Yeah, right.
And you know, we, Talon and I have mentioned that our economy isn't working well. Give Trump credit because he's trying to take back the Federal Reserve from the Rothschilds.
Give
credit to alternative medicine because although Western science has made incredible advances in medicine, the Western medicine does not have all the answers. We still need to think outside the box. And it's my hope that as things change and as hopefully the media will eventually help us and not work against us, that the successful promulgation of my work, Scalar Energy, will be embraced by people around the world.
And I think
I need the mouthpiece of the media to help me. I want the media to stop working against me, realize the benefits to be derived from Scalar Energy research, and help.
Well, what's going to be interesting in the next couple of weeks, according to President Trump, all the major broadcasting companies in America, mainstream media, will lose their licenses and they will go into the history books. So I'm not mainstream media. I'm very transparent. I always like to stick to the truth. I don't make up things, and I truly want to make the planet a better place. And I know my station and my work will survive. So, and it was funny, I was talking to a person who has he's called by the 17th letter of the alphabet. I won't mention his name here, but he said, you're going to become mainstream media. You are mainstream media after they go. So it's going to be funny.
Yeah, I can attest to that. Again, I've tried to promulgate this message, and my research can be verified. I've tried to promulgate this on TV, radio, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. It's the message is suppressed, and after a while, it's not my imagination.
Sure.
I've tried just thousands of times with thousands of different approaches, and my message, my Scalar Energy research, is suppressed. It's impossible to say, well, that's just the way it goes. No, the law of probability eventually is going to be for me.
Right. So
now, to the contrary, you'll see something of little significance promulgated on Facebook and Twitter and YouTube. And it becomes headline news.
Yeah, I know.
I would think that the cure for pathogenic disease would be headline news, but no.
Yeah, right.
No, the gatekeepers, those gatekeepers in the media, they're really well positioned to guard against anything that would upset their apple cart.
Well, to use the term phrase, karma's a bitch, and all the censorship that mainstream media has done here in the United States and elsewhere, they're going to come, it's going to come back and bite them, because that's what I just read the article last night, that's what President Trump is doing. He's pulling their broadcasting licenses.
Yeah.
So it's going to be very interesting to see how this all plays out. We're living in exciting times, actually. Yeah. And I'm glad to be here. I have to tell you a funny story I had with President Kennedy, President Eisenhower, President Jefferson, President Washington, a couple of months ago. They said, look, Ted, you're living in exciting times. We'd love to all trade places with you. And this is when Antifa was burning up Portland and Seattle, all these other cities. And I looked at them and I said, really? I said, okay. No, I said, I have to be here. But but they wanted to trade places with us in spite of the difficulties, because all eyes of the universe are upon us right now. And we've got all these extra benevolent and not benevolent civilizations looking at us at this planet to see what kinds of choices we make, because this planet has been decreed by the supreme being, God, if you will, to shift into the higher dimensions. And we're starting it now. And we are making the right choices to do that. Tom, I wanted to tell you, time goes by fast when we're having fun. We've got about six minutes left, 7 minutes left. And I wanted to tell you that, and so you could wrap up your wonderful interview today.
Okay. I'm going to direct people to our website, scalarlight.com, S-C-A-L-A-R, scalarlight.com. Visit the website. Anybody in the world can sign up for free sessions. All wow. We need is your photograph. You send us a photograph of your face and we do the rest. It's rather self-explanatory what we're doing on the website. I'll simply give you a quick overview. We're able to pathogenic cleanse by way of your photograph, balance your chakras, and create, assemble nutrients. Again, we do all of this energetically. We do it by way of a photograph. Visit our website, send in your photograph. You can send in 10 or 15 photographs of your family members as well as your pets. Try it. It's for free. If you like it, then tell your friends. This is the only way I can promulgate that I can disseminate this information right. With people like Ted, who's been a friend for the past few years and who's bold enough to speak this new technology, who's willing enough to think outside the box with me.
Right. Thank you, Tom. I really appreciate that. What's your website again, just so people maybe want to grab a pen or something to write it down?
It is scalarlight.com, S-C-A-L-A-R, scalarlight.com.
Okay. Now, there was one study you emailed me this morning before we went on the air.
Yeah.
And that was on the herpes. Now, I don't have access. My printer's not working right now. So if you could just maybe hold it up to people.
When you visit our website, you will see test results like this. It's in the testimony section.
Okay. And this can you hold it still for a minute? I want it so people read it.
Okay, this is a test result in which a woman who had herpes after she signed up with us and we treated her photograph.
Right.
She had a test result that came back negative, showing no viral load for the herpes virus.
Wow, that's amazing.
And now the proof is in the pudding. And if you visit our website, you will see testimonies like this on our website of people who've had herpes and HIV and Epstein-Barr virus eradicated. This is in their words, this is not my input. This is testimonies from people around the world. So if we can break down the molecular structure of herpes, HIV, Epstein-Barr, you would think that would be noteworthy. You would think that the world would pay attention to this. But again, the media, the corrupt media that we have today has stifled the progress of this research.
Sure.
Hurting you and your family. They're right. Stifling progress. They're hurting us. Okay. This is a dishonor to God. It's a dishonor to the people. So Shame on those gatekeepers in the media.
Well, things are changing. And I think this month, the next couple of weeks into February will be historic times, Tom. Yeah. Just remember that we all have the spark of God, if you will, the supreme being within us, and remain strong. We have a lot of angels. We've got a lot of benevolent extraterrestrials behind us, helping us on our way. The light forces are always stronger than the dark, and we're going to win.
We are winning. People don't see that. They only see the chaos. Don't concentrate on the chaos. Incredible progress has been made the past few years.
You know, if you want to look at it from a business sense, there's more people watching the cartoon channel now in the United States than there is CNN. And they've been having a financial bleed of red, a sea of red for I don't know how many years. But it's amazing how they're pumped up by infusions of money when from a business standpoint, it doesn't make any financial sense.
No,
why run a business when you've got red going, you know, you're in a sea of red? Yeah.
You know, I don't think a lot of people realize this. Ted Turner is a Rothschild agent. And
right.
Ted Turner received money from the Rothschilds. Ted Turner was put in a role program, a financial right. role program what? In which they create money. And Ted Turner financed, bankrolled CNN from Rothschild money.
I see.
Ted Turner on balance is
Didn't he?
He's stupid. He's an idiot. And he could never have created CNN on his own. CNN is essentially a mouthpiece for the Rothschilds.
Yeah, yeah. Didn't Mr. Turner call humanity a bunch of useless, us a bunch of useless eaters years ago? I remember that quote. Yeah.
And only further evincing just how evil Ted Turner and the Rothschilds are. They don't like us. People have to start waking up. These people, the Illuminati, is our enemy.
Yeah. Tom, we've had so much fun today, and I want to thank you so much for coming on my show. Out of This World Radio is a listener-supported nonprofit program. If you'd like to support us, please go to outofthisworldradio.net and any one of the little PayPal buttons. I may be moving my operations from Miami to San Francisco next month. If I do, I'll sure let you know. But okay. I broadcast in San Francisco on BBS Radio 1. And all broadcast information is found on my website at outofthisworldradio.net. And Tom, with that, I want to thank you so much for coming on today. And please continue your beautiful work. On behalf of all my listeners worldwide, thank you so much for helping to make this world a better place.
Thank you.
Okay, Tom. Bye-bye and Happy New Year, my friend.
Happy New Year, Ted.
Bye-bye.